do something, amen. Throw up a rock. So I just wanted to start us off in a song real quick. He brought me out.
Yes, it amen.
It's song number 80.
Amen.
He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. Song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He brought me out. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. Song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. One more time. Yeah. Yes. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. God bless you.
I just want to give God the praise this morning. You know, I'm happy to be here, and I'm just so thankful for the word. And James sent me something to read. To you guys, he called it God Amen. Has Smiled on Me.
Amen.
He said, greetings, bride body. Thank you so much for the prayers and support. I have a few words of encouragement that I'd like to send y'all way. Quick scripture reference, Mark 14, 43 to 44. He said, talks about how Judas had to set up a signal just so the soldiers would know which one was Jesus.
Right.
This means, brothers and sisters, that we should be filled with the word.
Amen.
That the world can't quite place their finger on the source.
That's right.
As you brothers keep stepping out on faith, not knowledge, we are fulfilling scripture.
Amen. Right.
Nothing more reassuring to a pastor than to be surrounded with strong believers.
Amen.
Here are a few examples that should help us all to think differently. Jesus never practiced the miracles. He didn't have a loaf of bread he kept breaking up, or a kiddie pool that he practiced walking on water.
That's right.
Jesus was so strong in his faith, whatever the Lord wanted, he would at that time provide it.
Just do it.
Oh my.
In closing, thanks for prayers, cards, loves you've shown. Amen. Be in good cheer. Don't overthink your message.
That's right.
I need all the meat I can get. Just know Amen. There's at least one eagle depending and leaning on your every word. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor and Brother Jeremiah, for giving me this opportunity.
Amen. 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 Oh, that's a beautiful thing there. Amen. You know, when James came out, he came out preaching. He came out preaching, talking about the word of God.
Amen.
You know, and he said that to me. He's told me that. He said, you know, God didn't practice anything. He said, God just did it.
That's right.
He said,
he just did it.
Amen.
You know, he did what was in him.
That's right.
And what was in him came out.
Yes.
And that's the same thing we got to do.
Yes.
What's in us just has to come out. We just have to manifest it. You know, you don't work that thing up.
No.
You just manifest
it. You just do it.
Because you and the word are one.
That's right.
And you, the word just comes out of you because that's who you are. You can't be anything but what you already
That's
are.
It.
And we just need to surrender. I've been praying, God, help me to be sensitive.
Yes.
Help me to listen.
Yes.
Help me not to lag behind.
Amen.
Help
Amen.
Me to do my part.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you think you're doing your part, and you're not.
It's right.
Sometimes what you think you're supposed to do isn't what you're supposed to do. Sometimes being polite isn't what you're supposed to do.
Come on.
Sometimes, you know, waiting for someone else isn't what you're supposed
That's
to
right.
do.
That's right.
And I just praise God because He has already provided.
He's already
anything I need, He has already provided. And if I believe this word, then I believe when my brothers and sisters talk that it's God.
Amen.
I just thank God. God bless you, Brother James.
Amen.
I have a song God wants me to do.
Amen. Sing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Ted.
God bless you.
I'll go ahead and take over here.
I'm just glad to be here.
Yes.
Amen. First and foremost.
Yes, yes, yes.
And what's on my mind is, God only wants a willing vessel.
That's right. That's it.
He don't care where it come from.
Right.
He don't even care anything.
Amen.
And you know, it's I got rebuked. God said get up first, so I didn't make it. You made it. But that's okay. We can repent and get on with it. But see, it's not what we can do at all.
That's right.
Don't take no thought.
Oh my.
All He wants you to do is just get up, period.
That's it.
All He wants you to just do. Just open your mind, open your heart,
you,
everything
Lord.
You can do, just walk out by faith and say, God, you got it. No matter what. Get up here and say, I don't know what to say, but don't matter. Because
right.
God will speak right through you.
That's right. Amen.
He will say what He wants to say.
Sure.
And even if He has to use a donkey, He
Amen.
Will do it. He will do anything He wants. And if you don't do it, somebody else will.
Amen.
You missed your opportunity. I don't want to miss my opportunity.
That's right.
Amen.
Not a bit. Because you can sit back and wait, and
right.
never nothing happened.
Yeah,
you're sitting there burning
right.
it can be, and you walk right out of these doors burning in your heart.
Burning.
And you miss the opportunity.
Yep.
Amen.
That's right.
While we're breath,
yeah.
I don't want to miss opportunities.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I don't, because you've only got one time through
That's
here.
That's it.
Sure.
That's it.
Take
Amen.
Every moment God wants you to speak.
Speak. Amen.
Because, you know, it's not just for you. It's for others, but it's for you most
right.
than anything,
yeah.
because it helps you.
Yeah.
Because it helps you overcome by the word of your testimony.
Amen.
Whatever it may be, God knows what He's doing in your life.
Yes.
And
yes,
He
does.
Will put you through it to get you there.
Amen.
So it's not by chance Jay's doing what he's done. It's not
right.
It's not for Jay only.
Right.
No.
It's for us.
That's right.
Amen.
God may have done it just, well, no, I do believe this, I'm sorry. But God did this
yeah.
to bring us out of our shell.
Yeah.
Because we're sitting here, sitting in a shell, and say, oh, we'll put him to it. He's doing so good. He's doing good. And him sitting there going, I need help. I need help.
Yeah.
I need help. Jay, do it.
Yeah.
He's strong.
Amen.
But we're all strong too.
That's right.
We step up the plate, don't realize how strong we are because
Amen.
We're sitting back here and going, oh, they can do it, they can do it. And they're sitting there going, why can't you help?
Amen.
Laborers are few.
That's right.
We're all laborers.
Exactly right.
We put forth an effort.
Right.
Amen.
How long will God tell us that we need to step up?
Come on.
Right.
Come on.
Amen.
How long will He say it? He's speaking every time, you know, and
that's right.
I don't know why I got on this, but God knows. I'm just the willing vessel.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm a foolish enough to say, well, God, just take it over.
Amen.
No, I have it. Amen.
I got nothing that, you know, this is my life.
Amen.
This is where I'm at.
Amen.
I'll be part of the despised few. I don't care.
Amen.
And I don't know.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
I'm just speaking what's on my heart.
Burn, brother.
Yeah.
And I see God really wants us to step up more. He's been telling us for years and years and years.
Man.
He's fed up. He's
Amen.
Fed up. He'll do whatever he can to make us come out of our shell.
That's right.
We'd better do it.
Exactly.
Period.
Amen.
because I just thank God for I thank God for a second chance.
Yeah. Amen.
I thank God for bearing with
just
my
repent.
Faults.
Move on.
Come on,
by,
come on.
Not getting up, not doing things, not doing that. But God is so merciful.
Yes.
He gives us that and says, okay,
just
go through this a little bit and you'll overcome it.
Just change the day.
God knows, you know, and it's so true. What you did yesterday, it's under the table. Yeah. And he doesn't care.
Oh, yes.
All he wants you to do is job. It's okay. Yeah.
Fine.
Today's
the day.
Today. Thank God for that chance.
Amen.
And,
amen.
Okay. Well, I'm done.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to thank Jay for the encouragement.
Yes.
I needed that. That Wednesday night hit me like a ton of bricks. I felt like Brother Moore and me was just in a separate room, and he was going at
mm-hmm.
it. And it showed me where I've been lacking and where I've been digging in my heels. And because 3 weeks ago, I asked Brother Moore, should I still play the piano and sing? And he says, yes, you edify the body. Yep. And I said, but I can't sing good or play good. He said, use what you got.
That's right.
So I got a thing about this, not playing good or not singing good. It just haunts me, you know, and Satan uses it. So then I used the excuse my wife passed away. I wasn't going to do anything no more. I was just going to sit in the chair until my day come to leave here. Well, God had other plans. And when you belong to him, you don't sit.
No, it's not. Yeah.
He wants action. He wants you to do. He wants you to obey.
Yes.
And I've done a lot of repenting this week and last week. I mean, a lot.
Amen.
And I was so ashamed when I left here Wednesday night. Mm. That thing stuck with me all week. But that's good.
Yes.
Because that's how you learn. So I'm back to this again. And... you know, I was praying for a voice, a better voice, and an ear to hear without playing with music, and God told me, no, use what you got.
Right.
So I'm going to try to play this. It's called God You Are.
Amen.
When I was young, you called my I tried to run, but still you came, and you stepped into the dark, 'cause that's the kind of God you are. When heaven seems beyond my reach, see eternity in me, you're turning ashes in the heart, 'cause that's the kind of God you are. It's in the empty tomb, it's on the rugged cross, your death-defying love is written in your scars. You never quit on me.
Amen.
You always hold my heart.
Oh my.
'Cause that's the kind of God you are.
That's right.
You gave me freedom from my sin. You told me not I could start again. All the hurt is dead and gone. Now we're your daughters and your sons. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Amen.
Once was lost, but now we're found. Wherever you hold us in your arms, 'cause that's a kind of God. It's in the empty tomb.
writes on the rugged cross. Your death-defying love is written in your scars. You never quit on me. You always hold my heart. 'Cause that's the kind of God you are. When I was young, you called my name. I tried to run, but still you came. Stepped into the dark, 'cause that's the kind of God you are.
Jump up here quick. I can see there's a line pointing. You know, I just wanted to get up because I never want to, you know, sit still on God or be quiet.
Amen.
And I might not be a brother, but, you know, last Wednesday was a rebuke to me because I can do better. I can do more, and I want to do more. It's been
yes.
on my heart lately. And, you know, that was just God giving me that push to, you know, step up and take the opportunities, like Brother Ted said. And I just want to say how thankful I am, too, for having, you know, like a living word. That
yes.
it's not just something that's preached, but it's inside of me and it's inside of people around me that when, you know, I'm a new mom and my baby just keeps crying and I don't know why or what to do, that I can just reach out to my mom or my sisters and I say, like, just pray with me. And that God will step in and take care of it. And I'm so thankful for that.
Amen.
And I'm just, I can't even get all the words out because,
yeah,
you know,
right.
my heart is so full. But God has done so much for me. And, you know,
Amen.
The fact that I'm holding my baby itself Amen. Is a miracle because there was a time where I didn't think I'd be able to do that.
That's right.
So I'm just so thankful for this.
Amen.
And I know I want to get my husband up, too, because it's been on our hearts to sing a song, too. I think it's a thing today.
Amen. Amen. Love that.
Brother Mike, I was in the same position you were. I left here Wednesday. I was hurt. I was hurting. But it wasn't that I was upset at the rebuke. I felt like I did God wrong. You know, he gives you the ability to do something and you
yes.
don't do it. You sit in your seat week after week. That was my rebuke. Sit there like you did last week. That was my rebuke.
Ooh.
I know it was. And I've been inconsistent about stepping up where God wants me to step up.
Amen.
And so I want to try to do that today. I want to testify more and I want to play more.
God
when I can and sing when I can too.
Amen.
So, and you don't know this, but I had Kara as my backup plan. She was going to get me up here if I couldn't get out of the way myself. So I appreciate a wife that will do that for me.
Amen.
All right.
It's a oneness.
So we're going to play a song here. It's called From the Inside Out.
Amen.
A thousand times I've failed, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. Above all else, my purpose remains. The art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. My heart and my soul, Lord, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and grace become come my embrace, to love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out. Lord, my soul cries out, everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out. Lord, my soul cries out from the inside out. Lord, my soul cries out, Lord.
God bless you, brother.
I'm just glad to be here. I know. Y'all have to jump. But another day. We didn't have to do this alone. It is an individual, personal walk.
Yes.
Amen.
He's put inside me a fire that I can do it.
Amen.
I'm so blessed, so privileged to be here.
Thank you. God bless you, Sister Jen.
Amen. Amen. Always remember, what's in you will manifest.
That's right.
An apple tree doesn't have to sit there and think, boy, I hope I don't produce a lemon today. No. It's going to manifest an apple. And it doesn't have to worry about the manifestation. You don't have to worry about the manifestation. A Honeycrisp tree is not going to produce a Granny Smith.
Right.
You are what you are.
That's right.
Don't be afraid to manifest what you are, because God produced just what he wants out of you.
Yeah.
So go ahead and step out onto it and stuff. And just trust God to produce the apple that he wants. Not all apples are equal. And I'm using apples because everyone knows apples in this area. But Honeycrisp are great to eat, but they don't make very good pies.
Right.
You need a Granny Smith. Not all of them are used for the exact same purpose. Everyone has a little bit different flavor to them, a little bit different pull. And manifest what you are.
Yes.
Be proud of what you are and just manifest it. Just let it set out and go forth. And
so amen.
Just trust God. Step forth. Produce what's in you. And don't worry about it. You're not going to produce the wrong thing. If you have a bad apple, you have bad apple. Hey, it happens to everyone. It's not a big deal. At least you know where you're wrong and you can get corrected.
Sure. Amen.
But manifest.
Yes.
Everyone
amen.
Will know exactly where you are by the words of which you say. Don't be afraid to manifest who you are.
Amen.
Amen.
Micah,
I'm so glad to have this revelation. Oh, this nervousness never goes away. I wasn't about to sit on God this morning. I can't sit on God. You know, the rebuke last Wednesday, it hit real hard. You know, and like Brother Ted said, you know, this can come from a mouth of a donkey.
Right. Yeah.
This is coming from a mouth of a 15-year-old
right.
today.
Amen.
You know. I don't want to go home with this burn. I want to set this place to scorch with my revelation. You know, I don't just want to sit here. So, you know, God bless y'all. I can't wait to hear what God has to tell me.
Amen.
That's all right.
I know. I'm so happy to be here. And I was just sitting there and I was thinking that I'm so glad that
yes.
repenting is easy as just turning around.
Yeah.
And I was thankful. I was sitting there. I was thankful. Because I was like, I saw 500 kids at the Wilds yesterday, but there's only 3 that I get onto. I'm like, I don't care what the rest of y'all do. And I'm glad that God can get onto me. And I'm just glad that
yes.
I have this revelation and I have this church. And it's not this big, hard thing. It just comes out so easy because
yes.
the love of Christ, like he said, it's from the inside out.
Right.
And I'm not even worried about those 2 other realms because
right.
I know that that inside's so strong and
yes,
that
yes.
what we do for Christ is what it lasts. And I see it here. I've seen it today that when we get out of the way, that's when
Amen.
God gets blessed. And I just want to get out of the way, and I want to do my part, and I'm just thankful to be here.
Amen.
And I'm just thankful that God calls to me, because there's so many people out here that he does not care about.
That's right.
That there's people that they call, and he does not answer, but he answers my every call, and I'm just thankful, and I'm thankful for this place, I'm thankful for this body, and I see all these people who want to be right, and I don't see anything better than that.
Amen.
And I'm just thankful for this place, and I just love it, and I'm excited for the word today.
Amen. Amen.
I appreciate my sister helping me up here, but I can do it myself, you know. You know, I'm thankful for my sisters, you know, because my stability is not very good, and I don't like to carry that cane around, but I just want to be here.
That's right. Amen.
Whatever God wants me to do, that's what I want. You know, I'm getting up in the age, but in my soul, I am not. I am not. I'm a young 16-year-old, 17-year-old. Back when we leave here, that's what we go to, our prophet said.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful to be here. I needed to get up more now. These testimonies has really touched me. But before I went to come to church, I said, I got to testify, Lord. I got to do something, you know. So he knows when it's all ordained what we're going to do.
Amen.
Amen.
First thing I'm going to do is ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
Boy, oh boy. I think out of everybody that let God down, I'm your chief guy here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why. And I'm ashamed to say this. I actually had a message Wednesday.
Yeah.
I had prepared. I was inspired. I didn't tell Brother Moore. I was just going to come in here and say, Brother Moore, I've got something I wanted to say. But you know what? I chickened out. I am so ashamed. I'm sorry. But and then I heard Brother Jeremiah said he also had a message, but that God went in a different direction.
That's right.
And so I go, well, maybe that message is still good that I have. You know, maybe I can speak on it
at
some point.
It's not too late.
But I just want to thank God that he gave me another opportunity to
come
in, hear everybody's testimony, get encouragement from it. You know, you learn. You learn from your mistakes. I know we all have. We all will.
Amen.
You know, and that, you know, it was a whooping that we got, but you know, we needed it. And I just thank God that I have a ear that I can hear that and turn around, you know, ask for forgiveness. And make things right and move on.
Amen.
You know, if it applies to you, you know, own up to it.
Amen.
It's just that simple.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, just take your lumps and just, you know, amen.
Right.
And there it is. So I also wanted to do a song, but brother, if you want to testify.
Yeah, I'll get ready.
Amen.
It's always good to be in the house of the Lord.
Right. Amen, bro.
I'm very glad to be here this morning.
Yes.
I want to take the opportunity to thank God for loving me, for rebuking me Wednesday night. I know. I'm taking it. That's all I'm talking about all the rest of the week as well. I can step up. I can do better. There's no doubt about that. And I've made my mind up that that's what's going to happen. And I always want to be a willing vessel because
Amen.
God has done so much for me.
Yes.
He has brought me a mighty long way.
Amen.
And I have more faith in God now than I ever have.
That's right.
So I want to use that faith to step out. And if he wants to speak through me, he can speak through me. And that's the bottom line. I just thank God for this place.
Amen.
For the rebuke, because I needed it.
Amen.
I'm just grateful to be here.
Amen.
I love this body. This body is the most sincere group of people I've ever known. And I thank God for each and every one of you. I appreciate what Brother Moore said about Wednesday was just Wednesday service. He said, that's done. And, you know, I see all these brides just turning around, and that just touches my heart so much. And I want to be quicker. I want to be bolder. You know, John had told me, he said, everyone has something, a job to do. And whatever that job is for me, Lord, help me to step up and do my job 100%. Because I love this. And that's the beauty of it. God sees our desire. And I thank God that he sees the heart. And I love him with everything in me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sing that song, yeah. Because
Amen.
Christ paid the price.
Amen.
For 4,000 years, every person that died, Satan stung them and they went straight to hell.
That's right.
But when Jesus died, yeah. Satan couldn't believe that God could humble himself and come in such a humble way and be so humiliated in that death. But he did it.
He did it.
He loved.
Amen.
He loved his eternal creation. His
Amen.
Spoken word creation. Yes. And he would pay the price.
Amen. That's right.
So from that day forward,
Come
Satan
on.
Tried to sting Christ, and Christ pulled his stinger out.
That's
and
right.
Every person
Amen.
Who can identify with Christ from that day forward, he fly away
Amen.
To heaven.
Yeah.
Thank God for
Amen.
Christ.
Amen. Amen. That's Woo. The truth.
Wow. I wanted to start out with our announcement for the wedding. The wedding is on the 18th at 4:30. I wasn't the RSVPs. I just want to make sure everybody knows the RSVP is more for the reception, not the wedding. So I just need a head count of, you know, how many people I'm feeding.
Right, Amen. Right,
right. So that's at I think it's 126 Firehouse on Needmore Road. But I have the information on the back. I also wanted to put this out there because I put that out there to my friends and my family. We're not providing alcohol, but if anybody, everybody's adults in here, so if you want to bring your own, you know, just be safe on my wedding night. I would hate for anything to happen, but, you know, we're having beverages, but if you want that, that's on
that's
your own.
That's on you.
Yeah. I'm not putting myself in debt on that because I'm not a big drinker. Kevin's not a big drinker. So, you know, I like I said, I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible.
Amen.
That's expensive.
We did not register. Sister Dawn asked me that. And you're, where is she at? She's a fabulous woman. She,
Amen.
I mean, she,
Amen.
When she says she needs to do more, I don't know where she can do more because God has blessed her.
Amen.
That's right.
And, you know, with all her grandbabies and Carrie, you are lucky. I mean, you are lucky because I have one daughter, and just to help her out, it seems like a lot. So I even know what your mother's going through. And the other thing, I didn't want to get up here and not testify about anything. You know, me and Isaiah, had plenty of time to talk yesterday while we were waiting for the tire and the tow truck. And, you know, and I was thinking about marriage. We talked about marriage a lot. You know, I've been married before. And I think what I want to tell people that have never been married or thinking about getting married, if you're with somebody and they don't make you want to be better, they're not the person for you. Amen. If it's somebody that's bringing you down or doesn't help you build your life up or want better,
right.
Don't marry them.
Amen.
You know, Kevin makes me want to be better. I hope I make him want to be better.
Amen.
You know, and I've been through a lot, you know. Isaiah got my age out of me yesterday, but... I've been around the block. I'm older than most people probably think that I am. I'm older than Kevin.
30.
But I've lived and I've learned from it.
Amen.
And you know, because Kevin used to say that, you know, I pay for your ex's mistakes. I said, no, you never have. But what I'm trying to say is that when you become my age or you get to a certain point in your life, you know what you're never going to put up with again. You know what you're never going to deal with again. And when I even dated, if I saw an inkling of anything that was my ex, I mean, it was cut off. I mean, I didn't give you 24 hours. I didn't give you any of that. It was a cutoff game, and that's just how it was for me. And I really, like I said, I gave up on men because I felt like there wasn't really anybody out here that was really normal, and then everybody just wanted to text. And I'm like, well, if you really like me, don't you want to hear my voice, you know? Don't you want to talk to me? Right. You know, and like I said, Kevin, the first thing he asked me that impressed me was, and he was younger than me, too, he asked me if I had God in my life. And I tried to get my ex to go to church at the end of our marriage to try to better our relationship, but it just didn't work. And, you know, Pastor Morris knows that reason, and he did give me, when I met him, the approval that I did. I asked him, you know, I know our church doesn't believe in divorce, but did I do the right thing? And he said, yes, there was nothing I could do about that marriage. Amen. So I have also my pastor's blessing. But I just want to say that, get up here and just talk about marriage just for a second, that if that person doesn't make you better or want to be better, that's not the person for you. So I thank everybody. Oh, one more thing. I do need help the day of the wedding. Anybody that can help just to put up decorations? Amen. Of course. Sister Dawn has already stepped up and said that she would handle it, and she's meeting me there Monday to look at the venue with me. But just to help her, I mean, I don't have a lot of decorations, but I'm sure to move the tables around or something. And I know everybody works, but we did move the wedding from 3 to 4:30 now just because of kids in school and stuff. So because we want our, this is our family too, we want everybody that can be there. You know, I know people have other engagements, but anybody that can come, we love, especially for our church, to be there. So.
Amen.
Thank you, and y'all have blessed.
What Kevin and Sway are requesting is that rather than gifts, there'll be a box there. It'll be a honeymoon box. Yes. And they would just like cash because, like she said, they have homes, and they've combined all this stuff, so they don't need anything like that, but they would like a little help to take their honeymoon. So just,
amen.
Just let's do what they ask and give them gifts and money.
Amen. You'll be the last one.
Always good to be back. As you know, yesterday I was traveling. I had a little incident with my car, and just I told Isaiah yesterday just how we sit on God. I was sitting in my garage, at my man cave, you want to call it that, and God told me go get a tire, Kevin. And he just said just like that, Kevin, go get a tire. Strong. Didn't listen to it. This just shows God. Look what happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't mad about it. I told Isaiah and Sway. I said, I'm disappointed in myself because. You know when God speaks to you.
Yeah.
And you keep sitting on God, and you're going to pay.
Yeah.
You will pay. Sooner or later, you're going to pay. If you think you're skating through life, and you think you ain't going to not listen to God, and that's going to happen to you, I'm here to tell you, you're going to pay for it. You are. And the tire, honestly, it wasn't about that. I got a tire fixed. I'm back on the road again. So it wasn't about that. I was mad at myself because God told me, and I didn't listen.
Right.
It's like on Wednesday, you know, as far as for me and stepping up, and, you know, I don't want to be like that. God's been too good
Amen.
To me.
Amen. Amen.
We all know that.
That's
I know
right.
We all can do better. We all can. I know that. I mean, but, you know, when God does tell you to do something, you can't be lax on God.
That's right.
God's not playing around. He's not. And I told Isaiah, you know, what happened with Jay is not a coincidence because if you look at that brother, he does everything. He plays a trumpet. I mean, he preaches. He sings. I mean, it's nothing that brother don't do.
Right.
And... it took him to be out just for us to step up because I told Isaiah, if nothing happened to Jay, you know what would have happened? We'd have still been sitting in our seat.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have been preaching. We wouldn't have done anything. Think about what we've been doing the same old ones and twos like Pastor Moore's been saying. And I don't want to be like that. I don't.
No. Amen.
I mean, I got something in me. I do. I've been here long enough. I got something to say. I don't need to be quiet on God. God's been too good. And it just really hurt me bad yesterday because I was more mad at myself. I'm like, Lord, this I can't be like that. I can't. Amen. It burned me up. It did. If I could punch something, I could have punched something. That's how mad I was at myself. I was so infuriated because I was like, I know when God speaks to me. I don't care what anybody says to me. When God speaks to you, you know. Amen. Don't be that. We're not a child in this. You've been here long enough. You know when God speaks
Amen.
To you.
Amen.
You just being hard-headed. And I don't want to be that way. I don't want to be that way at all. So I just thank God for everything he's done for me. I don't want to sleep on God. I don't. And whatever God wants out of me, then that's what he wants. I don't want to keep holding my thinking up. Just whatever God wants, I just want to be a willing vessel. So I love you guys. I don't ever say that enough. I appreciate you guys. Amen. I really do. I don't want you thinking that I don't love you because I'm saying it. I've said it multiple times. I love you guys. Amen. I love you. I don't want even Satan to get creeping into that. We all have our different personalities, and I get all of that. But the one thing we have in common, we love God.
That's Amen. Right.
And just keep that in mind. So God bless you.
I'm so grateful for all the testimonies. Amen. You know, it's true. You know, obedience is better than sacrifice. But this is the best part. You know, as I'm hearing all the testimonies come forth, obedience is better than sacrifice. But all things work together for our good. Amen. I can't speak for anybody else, but I can speak for myself. When that scripture rings across my mind, I hear my pastor, I hear my brothers, I hear the congregation. You know, I hear God and he's in flesh. So when you hear him, just move a little bit.
Yeah.
Do something, throw up a rock. You know, this is the only time we are coming this way. We don't get another one of these lives. We don't get to live in this condition again after we get taken out of here.
Amen.
So remember that. Brother Moore said a few services back, he said, we're on such borrowed time, we don't even realize it.
Amen.
Step out. It ain't going to hurt you. What's the worst that can happen?
Come on.
So let's go ahead and sing Out of the Only Believe.
Let me say one quick thing. I know you said cut it off. Do I have permission?
We got some time.
Okay.
Always for you.
Don't want to disrespect.
No.
You know, but this is beautiful.
Amen.
It's beautiful. Now, don't let this die.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you spank your kid and...
Yeah.
Ain't too long, he's back doing it again. You know, I don't want to get spanked again like that.
No.
You know, I try to learn. We're supposed to be adults. You know, you tell us one time, okay, we'll take care of it.
Right.
But I appreciate, you know, because this is a body.
Yes.
It's a body. You can't have a body and a half of not doing nothing.
Come on.
Right. You know, it's not a body. It's half a body.
Right.
You know, and your each individual thing is so important. Your personal walk with God is so important, and that's between you and God only. That's only you can deal with that. But bring that here, and that becomes part of the body. That's how this thing works.
Amen.
You know, and even my quiet wife back there, she ain't quite realized it yet, but God needs her voice.
Yes.
Amen.
You
yes.
know, and it's hard. Maybe some of you sisters can encourage her. I don't know. But we encourage one another, you know. We help one another. And this has helped me today.
Amen.
This has helped me. I can sit back and I can just be happy. Because I say, look at the body move. Look at how, you know, now the bunny's the heart, your mouth speaketh.
Yeah.
You know what's in your heart. You ain't going to say nothing wrong. You ain't going to, you know, mess things up. You can't mess anything
up. No.
If you do, God corrects you.
That's right.
And you make
That's
it right.
right. That's right.
That's how this works,
Amen.
You know. I mean, after a while, my kids got used to, you know, when they did something bad, they got a whipping.
Yeah.
You know, and until they learn on their own to you know, be self-disciplined. And, you know, that's the thing, just looking at the love that you have for your children. You know, those people that work for me and act up too much, I just fire them.
Yeah.
But I never fired my boys. I dealt with them until I got them to the place where I wanted them to be.
Yes.
You know, and God's going to deal with this body
Amen.
Until he gets us to the place
that's right.
where he wants us to be. Amen.
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 Page 86, let go and let God.
Let go and let God have his wonderful way. Let go and let God have his way. All your stars.
Hallelujah. One more time.
Let go.
Thank you for this wonderful church service, for talking to us this morning, Lord, and dealing with us this morning. We love to hear from you and see you in action, and we appreciate what you do for us. And Lord, as I stand up here this morning, Lord, I ask that you have your way. Lord, I just want to let go and let you have your way, for the gift is to get out of the way. Preach to us, talk to us, give us what we need, make it a little brighter. Let us walk out here and say, did not our hearts burn within us when we walked with him along the way? Yes. Be with your bride around the world, Lord. Be with Pastor Moore and Sister Moore as they travel today. And be with those that are traveling, Brother Skyler and the body, Lord. And continue to touch Brother James, Lord, and give him full healing and recovery. And be with his family, Lord, and give them strength to help him. And continue to be with those doctors and nurses as they deal with him, Lord. Move their hands and touch their decisions. We know that you're the only healer there is, and that you're the one that will do it. Be with Sister King, Lord. Continue to give her strength, Lord. And Sister Anna back there, Lord, we're trusting for full deliverance there. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Have your way at the rest of the service. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask, amen.
You can be seated.
Amen. Good to be back. Good to see you all. Enjoyed the testimonies and the songs. And, you know, that's the key, is just let go. Let God have his way. It's a good fitting song. Let him use what he put inside you, the gift of eternal life, the gift of singing, the gift of testifying, whatever it may be. He put it in there to be used. Right. He's not in you just to sit idle. He's in you to move and be actionable. Right. So it's good to be here this morning. I had a good time yesterday. Amen. And appreciate all those that helped and get it organized and get us food and get us there. Thank you for that. We had a good time. And Amen. Appreciate the church even helping finance a lot of it. So we appreciate that. And it was a blessed time. And we had been there 4 years ago, but it's always nice to get back and see it. Some things you get surprised what's in Ohio sometimes. It's 10,000 acres. I think they said we only saw 800 of those 10,000, if I remember right. So it's big. And, you know, animals like to be free. And that's the difference about going to the zoo. I mean, a zoo's nice. I enjoy a zoo, don't get me wrong. But they're locked up. But when they can be free and in their environment and be who they want to be, that's more special. And then remember Brother Kevin, Sister Sway's wedding. You know, let's not procrastinate. I think the RSVP, she said, is due by July 14th. So if you're coming, let's get that in there for them so they know who's coming. I'm looking forward to a good time. You know, that's the thing about a wedding. The bride and groom, it's, you know, it's serious in some ways. And but you want to have a good time, too. It's a celebration, you know. And so that's kind of the spirit I come with. I'm going to wish you well, and I'm ready to celebrate with you because it's a good day. I know it was a good day when we married him. It was a good day when he married me. And it's brought me a lot of rejoicing. And I wouldn't go back for nothing in the world. And so let's remember those things. And a couple other announcements. You know, we've got a church picnic August 6th. That'll be here before you know it. And also church pictures in September. So try to keep September 10th open. And this coming Thursday, we're going to do a little bit of music practice for those that are here. Got a couple songs we want to practice. And then the following Thursday, the 20th, July 20th, those young people, you might as well get ready. We're going to start practicing again. We got a few songs prepared for you. So keep those things in mind. And I know I text James this morning. I know he's listening, so we greet him, as you guys already have. But I'm glad to see him doing so well, and we know God's moving on his behalf. And I would imagine Sister Moore and Brother Moore is probably listening. If they have any chance at all, they are. Amen. So God bless them as well. We miss everybody when they're gone. Yes. You know, now I'm going to have church without you. I'm not going to back off there. But we do love you, and we do miss you. But give me a few minutes to get out of the way, and I may not be thinking about you much more. After that, but that's just a little bit of tease. But we do love this body, and we do recognize you when you're gone. And I appreciate everybody getting with it this morning. You know, I think as humans, sometimes we're all, you know, I'm hard-headed, you're thick-skinned, whatever it is. But when God's talking to you, that's when you want to move. And the nice thing about repentance is you repent, and then you just move on. You know, and so I'm not going to give the devil too much credit. I messed up. Sorry, Lord, and let's get going. It's a new day. I quit smoking today, or I quit whatever today, is how I feel about it. And I'm God's child. And I do all things that please him on one side of the coin. You know, I can rebuke the devil with that too, because I do have a revelation. On the other hand, it's me, it's me, it's me. Oh, Lord, stand in need of prayer. Help me. Give me what you want me to do. This is the house of correction.
That's right.
And, you know, if we continue on this side of time long enough, we're going to get corrected again.
That's right.
Every service. There'll probably be another service, most likely, that we'll go home and be thinking about it from one service to the next.
Yep.
But that just means we, you know what the good sign of that is? That means that God talks to us and we heard him. It'd be a much worse condition if you heard God talk to you and it meant nothing to you and you didn't think about it at all. I'd be a little bit afraid of that. Might be something wrong there. But the proof that you're a son is you can take correction. And because, you know, those that he loves, he rebukes and he chastens. And he's doing it out of love. That's what's so great about it. He's not doing it out of hatred. He's not doing it because he just wants to embarrass you. He might call your name out, or he might do things, but he's doing it because he's trying to help you along the way.
That's right.
And so we want that help, and we want what God wants in our lives.
Amen.
And, you know, we have gifts in this body. The one thing I always enjoy about Brother Mike's songs is his songs come in here, they're revelated songs.
Yeah.
He's not just singing to be singing, people. And I enjoy his songs. And his songs are words that they have meaning.
Yes.
When I was young, I was trying to run away. That's what I said this morning. But God didn't give up on me. That's what his song said.
Yeah.
I'm glad he didn't give up on me.
Amen.
I'm glad when I wasn't looking for him, he was looking for me.
Right.
I'm glad when I was not even thinking about him, he was thinking about me. And no matter how far I ran, Brother Deskins, I couldn't run far enough.
Amen.
That his love at Calvary, that's what the song meant to me.
Right.
Him paying the price.
Yeah.
Reached down and got me no matter how much I was running or no matter I was not even thinking about him. He loved me, Brother Isaiah, so much so that he came down and got me. That's what I love. I always love about that story of the woman at the well.
Yeah.
We talk about her. I almost worry about talking about her too much. But that story is great because I can see myself in that story.
Right.
The one that wasn't worthy.
Right.
The one that didn't have it all right like the Sadducees and Pharisees.
Right.
The one that might have had to go at a separate time to draw water because they didn't think I was worthy to draw water with them.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop God.
No.
That didn't stop Jesus.
Oh,
that didn't stop God saying, I have need to go by wherever my elect seat is and get them and talk to them and bring them into the fold. Oh, that gets me excited this morning. So that's the reason why you got to yield to God, because God's trying to manifest himself. He's trying to deal with us. And you can sing a song and have so much revelation, God will use it right during the service.
Amen.
Or you can sit on God and God will just have to use something else. But God, one way or the other, God's going to get the job done.
Amen.
So let's do what God wants us to do. All right. I'm going to turn to with me to the book of Revelation.
Amen.
God is good to us.
Yes.
If he's willing, I'm going to read a scripture today.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And preach a little bit.
Amen.
Don't forget, Wednesday, we got quite a few volunteers, so we're separated in two Wednesdays. Thank God.
Amen.
That's good. And I thank God for two reasons. I really do look forward to hearing from you. Because I know God's dealing with you. I know he's in the body. The scripture says the body will edify itself in love.
Yes.
That's what it says. So that's what I'm counting on, Brother Deskins.
Yes.
You don't have to be a preacher to edify me.
Right.
You edify me by just getting out of the way and letting God do what he wants to do.
Amen.
So I've reached out to those that know what Wednesday they got, so be ready.
Amen.
And we're looking forward to it. And we are going to have Sunday night service tonight, so come back at 7. So
Amen.
Got all that out of the way. Revelation, the 10th chapter. Very familiar verses to us. Read it all the time. But that's okay, because it's our day and it's message.
Amen.
Revelation, the 10th chapter. We're going to start with verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Now, as I read these scriptures, think about all the symbols that I'm reading to you right now. Now, I say that for a reason, because it's no longer symbolic to you and me. We can read the symbols, but we know what they mean. I saw another mighty angel come down. That's Christ. It's not just a word to me anymore, not just a symbol to me, not just a mighty angel in that sense. It is a mighty angel, but I actually know that was Jesus Christ coming down. So think about that as we read that.
Yes.
Clothed with a cloud and a rainbow is up on his head, and his face is as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open. Do you know we wouldn't even know what that book was if it wasn't for him telling us? We would have until God revealed it to us. Thought this would have been another book besides just this Bible. Because people thought it was going to be outside the book. They thought it was going to be some great revelation. And you know what Brother Bram told us? No, it can't be outside that Bible. It has to be right there in that word. Now, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I'm thankful this morning that these words are not just symbols to me, Brother Deskins. I actually know and understand what's in this Bible.
Yes.
Not everybody does. I know what the little book is. I know what it means to be open is. I'm not guessing at that. I'm not probing at that. I have a clear understanding that since the beginning of time, this book has been sealed up. It's been hid. Nobody even knew how to fully read it right. But this morning, I know how to read it, and it, on the lines, in between the lines, I understand the complete Bible. It become a new book. And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. Oh, I got to get through this scripture. Because, you know, a lot of people guess what that means. Right. But I know he's come down, Brother Destin. Yeah. I'm not guessing at this thing. Silence in heaven. Yeah. Noise on earth. Right. Who knows that? Yeah. We take it for granted. But I actually recognize the Lord himself has come down and back to the earth, and God in human skin is in a many-member bride body.
Amen.
It's more than just symbols and words to me. There's a revelation here that we have. And he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth.
Yes.
And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. He was going to write. But he didn't. I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not.
Amen.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to stop right there for a minute, while we can paraphrase the rest. But I want to talk this morning on the bride's revival.
Yes.
Come on. And I want to read a quote real quick, and then we'll get that out of the way, and we'll get going. This is Brother Branham in the third seal. Now, that's the reason today the revivals that we're supposed to have, we have denominational revivals. We haven't had a real stirring. No, sir. Don't think we got revivals. We haven't. Oh, they got millions and millions and millions of church members, but not a revival nowhere. No, the bride hasn't had a revival yet, see? There's been no revival there, no manifestation of God to stir the bride yet, see? We're looking for it now. It'll take those seven unknown thunders back there to wake her up again. So I want to talk about the bride's revival. We're going to slow down a little bit because I'm giving you a lot of turns right now. But the seven thunders are more than just a word to me this morning. They're more than that. It's a personal revelation of God directly to you. Now, I also want to say a couple things, because you can read these quotes, and I was thinking, you know, as your thinking gets corrected, you almost think, well, they've never had a revival down there. You know, every age God was dealing with them.
Yeah.
And every age was the age of the Holy Ghost for them.
Yeah.
And every age they had a message for the hour,
yes,
and God would quicken it to them. And in that age, they rejoiced over that thing.
Amen.
And that word. Because I even also want to clarify that a revival, sometimes we think about dancing and things, but that ain't altogether really what the revival means. The revival is we actually get the Word of God. We get a clear understanding on the Word. That's what the true revival is. Sure, it brings stimulation and it brings rejoicing, but the real revival is a clear understanding on that Word. Any wife loves the Word of her husband, and we love the Word of God, and they got a new birth down through the ages. But what Brother Branham's point here is, and the point I'm trying to make to you, is in that third age, they got a new birth and they had a good time in that age, but that wasn't a completely formed bride yet.
Right.
We wasn't called to Mrs. Jesus Christ yet.
Right.
And in that age, they didn't even know they were forming Mrs. Jesus Christ. They had no idea what step they were.
Yeah.
Did they do their job? They sure did.
Oh, yeah.
Did they enjoy what they had? I'm sure they did. They had a good time. They had their own revival. But what Brother Branham's saying, the bride's revival, and you can't have a bride's revival until you have a wedding.
Yes.
Until you have a bride.
Yeah.
And so that's the point he's trying to make this morning, or that quote, or this, and I'm trying to make this morning, is we have a bride's revival now because the bride has been formed and she's standing on her feet and she has the Word of God completely revealed to her.
Amen.
Oh, that gets me a little bit excited. Lord, help me go the right way. They've had a lot of revivals, Brother Branham said. And even in this day he was living in, because you think about it, and even today go around, people want to talk about revivals and the move of God. And they don't even really know what a real revival means. And back there in 63 when he was preaching this, he saw all kinds of people trying to have a Pentecost revival. But what he knew is that there was a part of that word in there that had not yet been opened, and that's what we needed.
Amen.
And we are a blessed group of people this morning. Because Brother Moore made the statement, and I want to talk about these seven thunders a little bit.
Yeah.
We've had the Bible, and sure, God's used that Bible, and he's preached with that Bible, and Paul had a full understanding of the written word. But to say we understood that Bible fully, we did not.
Amen.
until this day and this hour. Yes. Paul had a complete understanding of the written word of God in his day and hour. We know that. Yes. But there was more to this thing than just that. There was something that wasn't written. There was these things that got sealed up. There was something that was sealed up, mixed up. We said out of orders. God did that on purpose so he could hide it. Yes. And nobody had access to it. And that's why they couldn't even be sure they were going to make it to heaven. They didn't have what you and I have this morning. Right, right. But this morning we've had the seven thunders talk to us. Amen. We have a clear understanding of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. We understand the whole story. Now let's talk about what a thunder is again. Because this is the things that get a little brighter. And as we always say, people, I'm not here trying to give you information. Trying to get you knowledgeable. Let God just talk to you this morning. Yes. Let what I say become real to you. Yes. In the way that God wants to quicken it to you. Right. I ain't trying to give you a bunch of information. I want it to be a real revelation, whatever that is to you. God's going to deal with you this morning and talk to you this morning. Oh, yes. And that's the thing that ought to turn you on more than anything. Yeah. That God is personally talking to you this morning. Yes. Oh, what is a thunder? It's the voice of God. Yes. And let's make it real. It's the voice of God talking to you personally, revealing the word of God to you, the complete word of God. Right. See, Brother Moore said, I used to think the thunders and the stills were the same thing. They're connected, but they ain't exactly the same thing. One thing had the word sealed up. The other thing is coming down and tell you what was sealed up. The stills had the word sealed up, hidden, mixed up, so you couldn't understand it. But the thunders is what comes to you. And talks to you and reveals the word to you. Oh, that's the bride's revival. Oh, we got God himself personally coming down, talking to you and me, giving us the word. It becomes one. Oh, I don't want to. I got a lot of thoughts, but see, the book was sealed. We've known that. It was sealed up because God did not want the devil.
Amen.
To be able to get this thing.
That's right.
And you know, Brother Branham, if you read different quotes, he said it in a couple different places, different ways. He talked about those seven seals. And he talked about those first six and how when he preached the seven seals, how each day the angel would come and he'd be able to preach those six seals. Oh, yeah. When the seventh would come and he preached exactly what he's supposed to in the seals book, did exactly what he's supposed to that morning. Right. But he talked about, he just hadn't quite showed it yet, silence in heaven.
Right.
Finally, when he gets to Christ, the mystery of God revealed, he says it was the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
And nobody knew anything about that.
That's right.
You say, what are you trying to say this morning? He said, God told John not to even write it.
Right.
Because he didn't want anybody to have access to it.
That's right.
Didn't want the devil to get in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And try to mess it up, Brother Deskins. And even the Son himself said, I don't know when he's coming.
That's
how much God had this thing hid.
Yes.
Six seals, you can read all kinds of symbols, Brother Bram said. When you get to the seventh, the only thing you read is there's silence in heaven. And that's why in the six seals, people have probed over the years, presumed over the years, and figured a lot of things out. And guessed and got some things right. A clock's right twice an hour, even if it's broke, they say. People have taken the six seals with the symbols and seen enough symbols and guessed and probed. But when it came to that seventh seal, the coming of the Lord himself coming down and going to utter his voice and talk to you, they can't mimic that. They can't guess at that. They don't know anything about that. Because that's God talking to you personally. And they have no new birth. They can study the Bible. They can read the Bible. They can try to guess at the Bible. But it takes the Lord himself to reveal the word to you for you to get an understanding. Oh, I just want to make that real to you this morning. The seven thunders, not everybody has that. They can say the term. They can scream at the top of their lungs. But the seven thunders is more than just a term to me. God himself has come down and talked to me face to face. Give me his word. Show me who he is. Show me what he's been doing. Show me who I am. Tell me he's taking me with him. Talking to me personally.
Amen.
Revealing to me the entire word of God.
Yes.
Becomes a new book. It's the same book yet. Why did Brother Brandon say it's a new book? He started seeing things he had never seen before inside the book. God talking to him. God dealing with him. In just a few days, one time he said, we'll understand the correctness of marriage and divorce. Now he had the Bible for many years. Had the written word for many years. And did a good job with it and did what he was supposed to with it. But for some reason, he had to say here in a couple days, we're going to understand the correctness of marriage and divorce. Somebody was dealing with him. It's like he said, when an angel from heaven, we're talking about God, comes and talks to you and tells you what it is, you drop your thinking and you take his thinking. Oh, that's how so great these seven thunders are, Brother Deskins. I'm hearing directly from God dealing with me, showing me this Bible, revealing this Bible to me, giving me the truth. Many people in church this morning, sincere people, but they don't have a complete understanding of this Bible. But here you sit this morning. You actually believe God's come down. He's not just here. You believe he's here. You believe he's right inside of you. And that voice of God has thundered to you and talked to you. And in St. John 12, it thundered one time before. And it says some just heard a thunder. But others heard the voice of God. And in this very hour, do you realize some people have only heard a thunder? But you actually believe and see that you're hearing from the voice of God talking to you, telling you what this word is.
Amen.
Oh, that's a good place to be.
Yes,
that's the bride's revival.
Yeah.
We're getting a clear understanding directly from God of the entire Bible.
Oh, yeah.
We see his entire plan. We see we're part of it. We see we're right in there. We see that we were in his mind before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
That he foreknew us. That he predestinated us. That he paid the price before we even got here and had a chance to do wrong.
That's right.
We asked for repentance before we even asked for repentance this morning. God already paid the price.
Amen.
Oh, that's the kind of understanding I have this morning. I got a clear understanding from God.
Yes.
And it ain't the same old six and seven.
Oh, no.
It's not just justification. It's not just sanctification. It's not just getting baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All things which I believe. But I've got something a little bit deeper than that. I've heard from God. The seals have been opened. He's come down and told me the complete revelation of the Word of God. And he said, here comes the bride. Oh, this is what I wanted. I already told you they didn't know they were forming a bride. But this morning we know we're the bride. We know we're married to him. We know he's come down to get us to take us back with him. Oh, these seven thunders utter their voices to us and let us know who we are.
Amen.
Oh, think about this just a little bit. Yeah. Things that we've talked about over the years, because it all ties. There's nothing new under the book. It's been preached here for a long time. Every once in a while it just gets a little brighter here and there for us, Brother Destin. But we talked about that third pool. And Brother Branham said a few things about that third pool. He said one place, preached to pretty strong, it's the souls that are in prison now. That there's a group of people that no matter how much you preach to them, no matter how much you try to convince them, they can't get it. You know, I liken those people, the people that hear, all they hear is the thunder. Brother Moore and I was talking the other day, he's talking about his dog. He said, when Molly hears thunder, she gets afraid. And that's really what those souls in prison are. Too deep for them. Too much authority you're taking up on yourself. What are you talking about? God's in human skin. They have no revelation, can't get it. Yet the thunders are down here uttering the voice of God. And they have no ability to pick it up. The other thing Brother Bram said, though, it was the opening of the word to you and me. It's exactly what happened here in Revelation, the 10th chapter. Book was sealed, but here comes Christ himself with an open book, and he's going to start talking to you and telling you what this is.
Amen.
Gave it to a prophet first, but we going down, we know John represented us. We ate the same book. We're getting the same voice. We're getting the same word. So to some, it's just a thunder. But to you and me, it's like the third pull. I'm not a soul in prison. I can't help but get this thing. I've had a little room experience. They can mimic healing. The devil can mimic reading your mind. He can do all the signs and wonders. But Brother Bram said he'll never be able to mimic that third pull. Oh, you can come to church like I do. You can raise your hand like I do. You can dance in the spirit like I do. But that don't mean you got this thing. You got to have a little room experience. You need the seven thunders of God, the voice of God, to talk to you personally and reveal this word to you. Nobody will take that away from you. Not pastor, priest, churchgoer. When you've been in that little room experience and God has personally revealed himself to you, let come what may. I don't care how big the devil is. I got more than enough to overcome that devil. Because God has personally revealed himself to me.
Amen.
Oh, that gets me excited. Devil can't mimic this, Brother Lockett. Oh, devil might go to church for a long time. Shout for a long time. Say amen for a long time. Love seeing the healings. Love hearing about a prophet. Love hearing about the goodness of God. Then God comes in here one time and says, you want to see God? Look right here. Because he's walking around in human skin this morning. He's in his bride. The same person you saw make a mistake yesterday. You better look beyond that. Because God's here this morning. God's here uttering to you, talking to you. The voice of God is in the bride. Those seven thunders come down. They didn't just stop in that verse. They didn't just stop at Brother Branham. Those voice of God's in the bride this morning. You're hearing from God just as strong this morning as when Brother Branham was here. Oh, that'll shake some people. Because they could mimic a whole lot. But to the bride, they say, yeah, that sounds right. That's who I am. I know who I am. That's why it's the bride's revival. It's the voice of God talking to the bride, whispering his love secrets to her. That's what we got this morning. You know, I was talking to Brother Moore after Wednesday night, that that's another reason why we're different. You know, explain that a little bit. A lot of people go to church. They're okay if you talk about long dresses. Talk about long hair, and we believe in all that. Just trying to make a point here. They're good if you talk about your prayer closet. Living the right kind of life. But man, when you make it so real, that God's standing right in front of you, talking to you face to face, saying, you didn't do this, or you need to do that, or get with it. That's where the metal meets the road. Put up or shut up time. Talk is cheap. Takes money to buy whiskey, as Brother Shorts would say. That's a little different. Because it sounds right. You can read the written word and see you're supposed to live good. You can read the written word and see how you're supposed to dress. You can read the written word and see you're supposed to come to church. But I'm talking to somebody this morning that really believes God's come down. And is talking to him in the form of a Son of Man. He's the Word. Then that's made flesh talking to you this morning. Dealing with you face to face. That's where we are this morning, Brother Deskins. That's not to scare you altogether. That, in one sense, if you're a believer like me, that ought to give you joy. God's talking to me. I've had a little room experience. Personal revelation. Oh, I can't get off that. This thing's got to be personal to you. Like Brother Destin was saying earlier, God dealing with you one-on-one. I can't even get in the middle of that. The Bible said he'll give you a new name. Nobody knows it except the one that received it. That's your new birth. That's your new nature. Because your name and your nature is the same thing. What you're born off of, that's your real name. Luther's real name is justification. The just shall live by faith. Wesley's real name is sanctification. 1906 Pentecost's real name is restoration of the gifts. But you're looking at Mr. Jesus Christ this morning. You're looking at the full word of God. Somebody that God's talked to that's a part and living word of breathing living body of Jesus Christ. The Son of Man on the scene again. He himself is here this morning. And I ain't talking about a personal revelation where you're at home in your own prayer closet, dealing with it and just taking what you want. I'm talking about a personal revelation where God's preached to you. Faith cometh by hearing. And by hearing, by the preaching of the word. God has preached to you and revealed his word to you. And it got quickened to you. And you have a new birth. And you can't mimic that. It is real or it's not. You either had a nature change or you didn't. But thank God, it's more than just a little book open. It's more than just a term called mighty angels. It's more than just a term called seven thunders. It's more than just a symbol to me this morning. It's the actual word of God made clear to me this morning, where I actually have a revelation that God has come down and talked to me, and he's living right here. That's how real it needs to be this morning to you. That's how real it is this morning.
Amen.
That's why Brother Bram said, you can't get this by just casual study. That's what he said. He said the importance of revelation to the believer can never be overemphasized. That's truly the real thing that makes you different from the rest of the world. My sheep hear my voice. Hear my thunder. Hear me talking to them. And a stranger they will not follow. That's you this morning. That's me this morning. When you read Revelation 10th chapter, and we've talked about this many times, and you get down to verse 8, where John says goes and says, give me the little book. I want the little book. I want the word of God. I want to eat this open book. Put your name right there. Say, I've been born again. I'm like John. I got the revelation of the hour. And as I say, you might not know all these quotes or know where to find them. That ain't the requirement. The requirement is you just had that little room experience for yourself where God has talked to you face to face and given you a clear understanding. You had a new birth. That's why Steve can run around. That's why Micah can say, I'm 15, but I can shake this body.
Amen.
That's why Brother Destinson speaks so boldly.
Amen.
That's why Johanna or any of us, Sister Claire, can get up here this morning. Because as she says, she's not this ain't just church to her.
Right.
She's actually got God inside of her.
Yes.
She's got a real experience where she can whip the devil.
Oh, my.
I got another part of this message I ain't got to yet, but this thing's got to be so real to you.
Yeah.
And this ain't just words this morning. This is actually God is in skin this morning. You really do believe that it's the final voice to the final age. There won't be no resurrection unless I call for it. There won't be no rapture unless we bring it forth. Because that's where God is. You say, well, it takes God to do it. Well, I'm trying to tell you, where do you think he is? It does take God to do it. But do you know where he is? He's in his body. Quick summary before I move on, just to get this point. We know this book of Revelations, we've said it many times, written in symbols. It'll say voice of many waters. It'll say beasts, stars, candlesticks, thunders, seals, white horse rider, red horse rider, dragon, on and on and on. We could give you all those symbols. It's been hidden, it's been kept secret, and nobody since the beginning of time has had access to look into that book and know what it means until this day and this hour.
Amen.
And without this book being open,
right,
you could never fully read the Bible completely right.
That's right.
Brother Branham many times would talk about his ministry saying, and summarize, it gathers all that they left out, fixes all that they had wrong, brings it all together to make it the complete word of God.
Yeah.
And that's another term we use in here. And Brother Bram said in the Feast of the Trumpets, at the opening of the seals, we got the complete revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're not missing a thing anymore.
Right.
And they didn't get it for ages. But Brother Bram said it would take that revelation that the thunders has given us to give us a revival. And for years people probed, and for years people have guessed. But little bride of Jesus Christ here and around the world, we have heard God talk to us, and it is revealed to us, and we know what it is.
That's right. Amen.
It's why you speak with so much authority.
That's right.
It's why you talk the way you talk. It's why you're confident that you can't lose it.
Amen.
It's why even when you do feel bad, you still know there's no condemnation.
Right.
So you repent this morning. I didn't hear anybody say, I'm afraid I'm going to hell.
No.
I didn't hear anybody saying, I don't know if I'm worthy to go to heaven.
No.
I didn't hear anybody get in here and say, well, I thought I had it, now I'm not sure I had it. Know why? Because the God's preached to you so much, let you know who you are, taught you what true repentance is, just turn around. But they didn't take away your salvation. It just says get with it, get the other two rims in shape. and turn around. Let's get going. Because we have a real revelation. Where did that come from? It's God talking to you, revealing His word for you, letting you know who you are. That's the difference between you and a nominal Christian. A lot of people would hear a message like Wednesday and think they lost it. Condemn themselves. You had a little different angle. You've been preached to so strong, man might fall down seven times, but as long as he gets up all seven times, I'm still with him. Matter of fact, the Bible says a righteous man might fall down seven times, but he's going to get up all seven. Oh, that's a different kind of understanding this morning. That's the one where you look at the devil and say, get behind me, I know who I am. I've got the seven thunders, I'm the very voice of God. If anybody's going to talk on Wednesday night, it's going to be me. I'd start talking differently this morning. I meant to talk Wednesday. I meant to get up. I want to be the first one up. I'm going to shake this body good because I know what I got. That's the kind of revelation we got in here. We're not weak Christians in here. Little babies that have to be babied in here. We're mature Christians. When I was a child, I spake like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Amen. Ephesians 4 talks about growing up until you get to the headship. Then you're not tossed to and fro for every sound and wind and wave and doctrine. But you're solid. Oh, yeah, was it a little tough on Wednesday night? It was tough on me, too. Sure it was. All of us should feel that way. But if you thought I walked out here thinking I lost my salvation, that's a different story. That's a different conversation. That's the other side of that baloney. I'm as perfect Wednesday as I'm perfect tonight, this morning, just like I was Wednesday. I'm sinless, spotless bride of Jesus Christ this morning, just like I was Wednesday. I come from God, going back to God, just like I was Wednesday. Yes. I'm everything He wanted, just like I was Wednesday. That's right. I'm perfectly and fearfully made this morning, just like I was Wednesday. Amen. He knows my thoughts afar off and have in His book all my members written, just like I did had Wednesday. Right. There's no condemnation this morning, just like there was no condemnation Wednesday, and there's never really been any condemnation on me. I believe and hear from God, and I know who I am. Yes. But this book was sealed. It was nothing but symbolic. This entire Bible was sealed up. Couldn't even fully read it right. But then Jesus come. And it had to be at the right time. The body had to be formed. The body had to be built. He had to stand there until every name was revealed. But in 1963, it was done. Amen. And as we have preached here many times, really redemption in that sense was over. He'd already sat there. The mercy seat job was over. The gospel being preached was truly over. He had done the work. He stood there all seven ages waiting for every name to be revealed. If you get a new birth today, you just recognize you're already identified with what He covered right up there. Amen. Can you get born again today? Sure you can. But as far as redemption is concerned, you're just identified with your prophet up there and that name up there. Amen. You were covered in 1963. Redemption was over. The third pool stepped on the scene. Third pool is just a turn, but what's the third pool? It's the Lord Himself.
That's right.
Coming down, talking to the souls in prison that can't hear Him, and revealing His word to the bride of Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Little room experience, the new birth for you, and the eternal lost can't be saved no matter how much they try. The door to the ark was sealed shut. They couldn't get out, and they couldn't get in.
That's right.
And that's what happened in this day. But thank God it's an open book to you and me. The thunders talk to you, and it's not just a thunder. It's a voice of God revealing the word of God directly to you.
Yes.
And then the rest of them doesn't mean anything to them. They just think that's just Jeremiah up there just being excited again. Snorting and snotting again. This is a revival. Where's the Welsh revival at? Right here.
Amen.
That's that story the man went over. He wanted to know, he'd heard about the Welsh revival. So where is the Welsh revival? Gets over there, talks to a man, I think he's up working on a ladder. Says, I heard about this Welsh revival. Says, I want to know about it. Man climbs down off the ladder. Says, I'm it.
Yeah.
You're seeing it right now.
Yeah.
I am the Welsh revival.
Yeah.
Oh, where's the bride's revival at? And people think they're looking for shouting and dancing and speaking in tongues. Oh, that's secondary. Where's the bride's revival? It's right here. It's the fact that I've had the word of God revealed to me. I understand the complete revelation of Jesus Christ. And it's become real to me. So now I can give it to you. Me and the bride's revival is one. Me and the seven thunders are one. Me, in other words, me and the Word is one.
Yes.
God and I are one. And when you see me, you see God. When you see me, you see the bride's revival.
Yes.
Amen.
And through the loss, they wouldn't believe you no matter how much you try to hold their face to it. You know, there's that scripture. I'm going to paraphrase it, but it said, even if one was raised from the dead, they still wouldn't believe it. Some people just don't take God serious, but I don't care how emotional the situation is, how touchy the situation is. If God can't get in with his voice, your emotion ain't going to keep him. Your situation ain't going to keep him. God's voice is what, what does the Bible say? My sheep hear my voice.
Yes.
Oh, we might see many things that deal with us and touch us and get us to go a certain path. But when the rubber meets the road, you got to hear that voice. Seeing Sister Alice raised from the dead ain't enough to keep people.
Right.
Seeing all the healings Brother Branham done is not enough to keep people.
Right.
People left the message because they all of a sudden don't believe Brother Branham's a prophet.
Right.
You know what will keep is when you hear the voice of God for yourself.
That's it.
And you get a new birth for yourself.
Yes.
When you have a little room experience for yourself.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nobody can take that away from you. That goes beyond natural marriage.
Right.
That goes beyond natural kids. That goes beyond natural friendships. There's something deeper than all the above.
Oh, yeah.
Say, let mom and dad leave me.
Yeah.
Let wife not want to come to church.
Right.
Let children decide not, they don't want to serve God anymore. As for me and my house, we talked about it before, a house can be big, a house can be as small as yourself.
Yeah.
As for me and right here, the thunders have uttered their voices to me. It's real to me. I don't know what it is to you, but to me, God talked to me. That's what the little woman had that the Sadducees and Pharisees didn't.
Amen.
Sadducees and Pharisees lived good. Read the scrolls. Understood the scrolls. Could point you, had to memorize and knew exactly probably where to point you to get the right scroll. And to even be in the role they were, not only did they not have a flaw in their life, oftentimes, their grandparents and their father didn't have a flaw in their life.
Right.
Their bloodline was good in the natural. Here, the little woman, mixed Samaritan. That shook him right there by itself.
Right.
Didn't probably know all the scrolls and didn't read them every Sunday. And didn't have family members that lived as good as those Sadducees and Pharisees.
Right.
But she had the ability to recognize God.
Amen.
Oh, I'm thankful for that this morning.
Yes.
Hey, I can recognize God talking to me, and I've heard him, and I see him, and I've become one with him this morning.
Amen.
Oh, that turns me on. That's where we are this morning.
Amen.
So the book has been symbolic. It has been hid. It's now open. Some still can't see it, but you and I this morning see it.
Amen.
The seven thunders that utter their voices to us. And it's not just the term seven thunders. You know, there's people in the message over the years. They thought the seven thunders were seven men. And then they tie emotion to it. I've been in a church one time. You couldn't even hear the singing. The song leader couldn't hear the preacher because people were so noisy. Because they thought that was the evidence. They thought that was the bride's revival. They thought they was working it up.
Wow.
Missing it. Not picking at them this morning. I'm just talking about how blessed you are this morning. You know where it's coming from. You hear the voice of God. The seals had the word sealed up. Only Christ could open those words. The thunders are what comes down and tells you what was in those seals. It's God personally talking to you and me and giving us the message of the hour. And we have the message of the hour, and that's our revival. We know what it is.
Amen.
We're married to him. We're not just a flirter. We're not just somebody that he's dating that he can get rid of. Because what God puts together, let no man put asunder. I'm married to him to always be married to him. I become one with him to always be one with him. I'm unified with him to always be unified with him.
Yes.
Can't lose it.
Right.
That's where, that's a good place to be.
Amen.
This morning. Let me talk about a couple things here. And I want to make a couple things more clear before I get down, but this is just to back up a few witnesses. This is the first seal. Brother Branham says, We found out, we found what the thunder means. That's perfectly, we know that, Steve. The thunder was the voice of God when the seal opened. What Brother Moore preached to us, what Brother Bram preached to us, what we're telling you this morning, that thunder is just the voice of God telling you what those seals were, giving you the revelation of the hour. That's why over the years, Brother Church and Brother Moore tied it to the third pool, tied it to the quickening power. Because it's the voice of God giving you an understanding, telling you the word of God. That's what the thunders are. That's what we've had that the world don't have. They're the eternal lost. We're the people that can't help but hear this thing. Now, one more place I want to read here, and then we'll move on. God's great mystery of how it's a secret. He kept it a secret. Nobody knew nothing about it. Even the angels didn't understand it. He didn't reveal it. That's the reason under our seventh mystery, when the seventh seal was opened, there was silence. Jesus, when he was on earth, they wanted to know when he would come. He said, it's not even the Son himself don't know when it's going to happen. See, God has all this to himself. It's a secret. And that's the reason there was silence in heaven in the space of a half an hour, and seven thunders uttered their voices, and John was forbidden to write it, see the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
So I wanted to tie that in there. Let me talk about that just a little bit more before I move on. Talk about the six seals. And Brother Moore one time pretty sure the six seals is the whole word of God.
Right.
You know, the six seals has the written and the hidden mysteries in it.
Right.
Has everything in it. In that sense, it's the complete Bible. That seventh seal is part of the seals, but it was the coming of the Lord.
Right.
It was the Lord himself coming down to reveal to you the seals, to tell you what's in the Word of God,
amen,
to explain it to you. And that's why the seven thunders and the seventh seal are so connected, is God himself come down and talks to you, thunders to you. That's the voice of God personally talking and speaking to you, telling you what the Word of God is.
Amen.
That's where we are this morning, people. You say, that seems like a little bit of knowledge. I don't know, that helps me, because I'm like Brother Moore, I thought the thunders and seals the same thing. They're very connected. One's just got the thing sealed up. The other one's telling you what was sealed up.
Yeah.
It's all God. God is the seals. He's what got revealed. He's just doing different roles, but those thunders is the voice of God coming down telling you what the word is.
Amen.
And that's why Brother Branham said that that's the bride's revival, those seven thunders. Of course it is. The thunders is God talking to us, telling us who we are and what he is and what he's been doing.
Amen.
And what did Brother Branham say? The first thing it showed us, it revealed the seven church ages.
Yes.
It showed the entire bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It said, this is what I've had hid. This is what I've been working on. And now it's on his feet. This is what I've come down to take back with me.
Amen.
And from there, it's just breaking this thing down more and more and more.
Amen.
Oh, this thing's real. Now, Revelations 10, 8 through 11. John eats that little book. And then it says he must go prophesy. Many tongues, nations, kings, and priests. I want you to leave here this morning. I think it's already probably clear, but just in case it is, I want to drive home. Did this message have to come to a prophet first? It absolutely did. God does nothing until he first reveals it to his servant, the prophet.
That's right. Amen.
He was the first fruit of getting that open book and having the thunders. And then he started thundering to us.
Amen.
The seventh heavenly angel and the earthly angel became one, and they started talking to us.
Wow.
But it didn't stop there, Bro Lockie. That message, that word, that voice, it carried on. Didn't just stop when Brother Branham died. It's in a many-membered bride body. It's personal. So you got to keep that. It's the thunder of God talking to you.
Personal.
You getting a revelation.
Yeah.
You becoming one with the Word.
Amen.
You being able to say, when you want to see God, you look right here. That doesn't just stop at Brother Childers. That doesn't just stop at the preacher this morning. You almost need, but you need to look at yourself this morning and say, God's right here.
Yes.
I'm the voice of God. I'm the thunder of God.
Right.
That's what Brother Moore told us a few weeks ago. Sister Sue got up and ran around. God thundering to us. Don't miss God. He's in his body.
Right.
Talking through his many-membered bride body.
Amen.
She's the one that got the revival. Who should be talking? Who should be celebrating?
Amen.
Who should be manifesting? It should be the bride of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Should be.
That's how this thing works. The Bible says, blessed are your eyes for the things which you see, and your ears for the things which you hear. Yes. Not everybody can do this and get this, but you can this morning. Amen. You become one with the message of God. Amen. I'm going to read something to you. I think you'll like it. If I can find it here. There it is. Sorry. This is from the fourth seal. We read this before. This is one of my favorite. But Ram said, "We wait till them seven thunders utter their voices to that group." Yes. Notice he said group. He didn't just say prophet. No. He said group. That's us. Amen. Who really can take the word of God.
Ooh, come on.
And hand it there. It'll slice and cut. Now listen to this. They can close the heavens. They can shut this. Or do that. Whatever they want to, glory. He'll be slayed by the word that proceeds from his mouth. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. They could call for 100 billion tons of flies.
Right.
If they wanted to, amen. Whatever they say is going to happen.
Yeah.
Because it's the word of God coming from the mouth of God.
Right.
Oh, that gets more real to me every time I read it.
Right.
More I get here preaching, the more I get a clear understanding. Those seven thunders uttered their voices to a group. I'm part of that group.
That's
I've
right.
heard the voice of the seven thunders.
Yes.
It's not just a thunder to me. It's the voice of God to me.
Amen.
And I become one with that voice.
Yes.
And I have the final voice. And I, when I speak, God speaks.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, that's where we are this morning. We've heard that for a long time. I'm here just to remind you, the final voice to the final age
that's
is
right.
in the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why you can proclaim healing.
Yeah.
That's why you can loosen bind. It's the voice of God.
Yeah.
He wants you to loosen bind.
Yeah.
He wants you to speak. Because he goes right down that word and he says, it's my job to bring it to pass. And his voice is in us this morning. We're the ones that's got it.
Amen.
Don't wait on Brother Moore in that sense. We don't get ahead of him, but I ain't waiting on Brother Moore to give my testimony.
No, no, no.
I'm going to wait till he gets back. Speak like you got this thing. Pastor here, not pastor here.
Right.
I'm going to stand up and be accounted for.
Yes,
I can speak some things this morning. I know who I am.
Amen.
The devil can't touch me. He can't stop me from going to heaven. That's where we are this morning.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is on the scene again. It's just this time he's in a many-membered bride body.
Right.
The fullness of the Godhead bodily is here this morning in a many-membered bride body. And she has the voice of God. She has the seven thunders, and she's the one uttering the word of God for our day and hour.
Amen.
Just not to read so many quotes in that same seal book. You know what Brother Branham said about those seven thunders? It would take those thunders to give the bride rapturing faith. You talk about talking like Jesus. You didn't fully have a chance to fully talk like Jesus until this day.
Right.
Until you had the full word. He had the full word. But we got the full word too.
Right.
In a many-member bride body.
That's right.
You know, just like anybody else, sometimes we're afraid to do it. Because we got that human side. But you know what? The more and more I hear this thing, the more and more I want to throw up a rock. And I ain't trying to make it happen. I ain't trying to teach, try to mentalize it. I'm just talking moved by God. Moved by the inspiration. Realize who you are. That's all God. You know what Brother Branham said about Jesus? He could speak so boldly because he knew what the word said about him.
Yes.
He said, the word said I can't be dead more than 3 days.
Right.
That's why he knew he could make a comment.
Yeah.
Kill and destroy this temple.
Yeah.
And I'll raise it up in 3 days.
Yeah.
Because he knew the word said, I will not see my Holy One see corruption.
Right.
And he knew who he was.
Yes.
Well, the word says some things about us too.
Yeah.
That the bride has made herself ready.
Yes.
That's why I don't come here trying to make myself ready.
Right.
I am married to him now.
Yes.
We're on our feet. That 2,000 year body has done been married to him for a good while.
Yes.
I ain't trying to build that body, perfect that body. It is what it is.
Yes.
Now, on the other side of the coin, am I coming here eating on the Word of God and feasting on the unfound body Word of strong man and growing stronger? Sure, I am. But when we talk about the bride of Jesus Christ, it says too much about it.
Right.
She's already made herself ready. He's already married. She's already complete. You can't, the devil can't get in the middle of it now.
Right.
I can speak boldly like that because that's what the Word of God says I am.
Right.
What do you mean you can take your loved ones? Why do I speak so boldly about it? The Word of God says I can.
Yeah.
I can loose. I can bind.
Amen.
All that I love and love me will be there. Who do you think you're dealing with this morning? That scripture this day, that scripture is manifested right before your very eyes.
Yeah.
I am the voice of God. I am the one that has the token. I am the one that can claim my loved ones. They have to be there with me. Oh, you say that's speaking boldly. I can't help it. I got the Word. I know what it says I can do. It's one with me. The seven thunders are the voices to me. I have to speak like this. Oh, Jeremiah, you better watch what you do. Well, just to help you, I do want to try to do right, Brother Matthews. I really do. I want to get out of here today if time lasts and wake up tomorrow and be better. It's been my desire every day since I've had a new birth. Lord, not my will, but thine be done. But not the way you're approaching me with condemnation, I can't accept that. Watch what I do. Everything I do pleases God in that sense. If you're starting to talk about the other side, I do all things that please me. I'm the word of the hour. Now, you got to put yourself in here, people. I'm up here, one preaching. I'm making it personal to me. But this has got to be just as personal to you. God's in you. You're the voice. You're the final voice to the final age. You're walking around with God. You're the one that can take your loved ones. You're the one there's no condemnation on. We can speak like that because we got the Word.
Amen.
Brother Destin, the Bible tells me in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed and all caught up and meet the sleeping saints and unite and go meet him in the air. Oh, it's coming. Oh, I don't care how much the devil wants to make me think it's make-believe or tries to tell me it's make-believe. That rapture's coming. And it's going to come through this voice because we are the voice of the resurrection. And those sleeping saints are going to get up one day and I'm going to unite with them. That's what I believe. And it's going to happen, Brother Dustin, or Brother Isaiah. It has to happen.
Amen.
These seven thunders are so real to me. I can see the complete Word of God. I know who's getting up. I know who's going. I know who's not going. And I say it with confidence and authority.
Yes.
Because we got a revelation.
That's right.
But the greatest thing about it, forget everybody else for a minute. Personal right here.
Yes.
He's thundered to me. I've eaten the book.
Amen.
I've eaten the Word. I've become one with the Word. It's not real to you until that happens to you. That's why nobody really can testify for you. Not really. Nobody can talk to you for you. Not in that sense. You got to be accounted for yourself. That's what they told that. That's what the parents of the blind man said. He's of age. Ask him. He wasn't afraid to be accounted for. He wasn't afraid to identify with the sacrifice. He knew who talked to him. He knew who dealt with him. He said he might be this, that, and that. It might be all the things you say. But all I know is I was blind, but now I see. And that's the difference between me and the most of the church world, Brother Destin. But that preacher you follow, I've seen him do that. I've seen him do that. That church you go to, I've seen him do that. They do that. That's just the devil lying to you anyhow. That is so true, Brother John. I've said this before in here. When the church split happened in 2004 and finally left, there was a lot of people wanted to tell me all kinds of things. God one time, Brother Childers said, shut him down, don't even listen to him. Tell him you don't want to hear a thing about it. I don't care if there's an ounce of truth in it, I don't even want to hear it. It ain't going to help me none anyhow. I was trying to help them. I thought I could help them. So I go and I try to have my conversations with them. And those conversations go a certain way. I didn't have a bad desire. I didn't want to hear nothing about anybody, hear anything. And God discerned all that and knew my heart and said, just tell me all you want to hear. That changed my life. I didn't hear another thing. I haven't heard another thing for a good 19, almost 20 years now. I ain't been hearing nothing. I don't want to hear it. That's just the devil anyhow. I'm talking about people with her new name. I'm talking about Mrs. Jesus Christ. Let's talk about that. Now, if you want to talk to me about that side, let's talk about that side. Married to Jesus Christ. The final voice to the final age. Perfect body, perfect people. Where God is at. God is talking. God is moving. Now we're talking.
Yes.
These are the people that can loose them by. Now we're talking. Now we're getting somewhere. Well, I saw so-and-so do this yesterday. Maybe you did, but that ain't going to help me much. Got to deal with them how he needs to deal with them anyhow. He'll rebuke where he needs to rebuke.
Amen.
I got enough trouble to take care of this boy right here. But put all that aside, I'm going to look at the bride like she really is. She's the bride of Jesus Christ. She's spotless. She's perfect. She's standing on her feet. She knows what it is. She's talking with authority. She's growing in the word. She's talking like a mature wife. We got to be getting closer. We know we're getting closer. We know the time's close. I don't know the day yet, but it's coming. It's got to be coming. And one day the hat will be in the right place. I ain't waiting on some new revelation in that sense. Another book to be opened, another prophet to come. Rapture's already been spoken. He said it's been spoken. Now let it happen. We're already two-thirds of the way there. This body change is coming. And I'll be ready. I am ready. I'm ready for the journey. You won't be able to leave without me. And I won't leave without you. Brother Bram said we're going to present ourselves as a complete body to him.
Wow.
We're not even going to see him in the air until we first unite with him.
Wow.
I like that, actually.
Yes.
That makes sense to me. Because if he didn't want to come down when there's only three ages to marry, why would he want to physically meet us with just one age? He wants to meet the entire bride body. And I ain't trying to make that so carnal for you, because we sometimes get too carnal. But it's just that we're going to unite with them. That's what Brother Branham said, three unitings. We unite with the word, we unite with them, and then we go meet him in the air and unite with him. That's the order. It has to happen that way. Because you'll start thinking, well, how's he going to talk to 200 million people at one time? Don't get all that in your head. Just know, we're going to see the sleeping saints.
Amen.
They're going to come and appear before us. And we're going to change with them. And we're going to be united with them. And I won't even know how to talk to 200 million either. I don't need for me to figure out. I had to, but I'm going to unite with them. If I just see one of them, I've united with them.
Right.
If I see one of them, I'm with them.
Yes.
That's how a body works.
Amen.
If I see the finger, then I got the body.
Yes.
So I'm going to see one of them one day, and we're going to get out of here.
Yes.
Oh, that gets me turned on, as I always say.
Yes.
Gets me excited. You know the quote, the final voice to the final age. I don't need to read it to you. But I'm going to summarize this and get down. These seven thunders have uttered their voices to us. It's not just a term, the thunders. We use the term because it's in the Bible. But the thunder is just the voice of God. And that voice of God has talked to us. Talked to the bride around the world. First started with a prophet. Now it's in a many-member bride body. And that voice of God told us what was in that sealed-up book. Told us and revealed everything in those seals, gave us the revelation of the hour. That's truly our revival. It ain't all together jumping up and down, even though we do that. What it is, it's the word of God being revealed to you. And what it is in this hour, it was no longer just a partial understanding. No longer God holding back some of the word because he was building the body. We got the complete revelation. The entire word of God opened up and revealed to us. Do we understand and memorize all 1,100 verses? No. Just know that that's what happened in this day and hour. And then you, as a member of this body, got a personal revelation. God thundered to you. He revealed himself to you. And you got your own new birth.
Amen.
And people at church today trying to figure out how to make that happen. But they can't mimic it. But here you are, a child of God this morning. You hear the voice of God. You recognize his voice. You follow him. And we're not looking at a book and probing at it and guessing at it and trying to figure out what it is. We see it clearly this morning because it has been revealed to us, Brother Duskins.
Amen.
We talk about things, I guess I get excited about them because I'm thinking, church world don't talk about that. We're talking about rapture, taking loved ones, going back to young age. We don't come in here trying to figure out how we're going to save this world. We know the only one that can save it's God. And he's going to do it by renovating the whole thing and wiping the devil off of it. We know that. So our message this morning isn't abortion clinics and save the world and do this and do that. Our message this morning is time to go up.
Yes.
Time to meet the sleeping saints and go meet him in the air and go to the wedding supper.
Amen.
I only got one thing on my plate. We know that because God's revealed himself to us. We got the bride's revival. We're married to him. We are the wife of Jesus Christ this morning.
Amen.
Individually, I'm married to him, but then I'm part of a many-member bride body. Amen. Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I know that.
Amen.
And I got everything paid for. Oh, he pays the bills.
Amen.
He's going to furnish the house.
Yes.
He's going to furnish the clothing. He's going to furnish the food.
Amen.
He's taken care of me ever since the first day he married me.
Yes.
I haven't wanted for nothing. He's provided all my needs.
Amen.
He's already provided.
Already.
As Sister Michelle, I think, said this morning, he's already taken care of it. I believe that too. He's already got it all taken care of. I like it that way.
Amen.
Thank God he's thunder to us.
Yes.
And at the books open that we see it.
Yes.
We're not guessing. We're not probing. We have a clear understanding this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, musicians. So don't forget, 7 o'clock this evening, we're going to fellowship some more, talk about this thing and anything we want to talk about. Go ahead, Brother David.
Amen. I just want to thank God for this place, for this word, and for you guys, because this thing is everything to me. It's so real, and I wouldn't trade for nothing in the world, you know. To know what we know, to know who we are. I'm not trading that, and I just thank God for this place. Amen.
Amen. I am blessed. Let's sing that. KG. I am blessed. Yes, I am blessed. Yes, I...